showers and thunderstorms are coming back for the morning into the afternoon again today. That will have the potential to produce some local street flood issues. Bit on the cooler side, we'll stay with highs of 70s, with rounds of activity coming in for the morning and part of the afternoon. Some improving later on in the afternoon today and again tonight. Overnight lows drop to lows of 60s. Tomorrow we're back into the 70s with yet another round of showers and thunderstorms returning. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show, with over 250 tables, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, April 17th, 9 to 5. Sunday, April 18th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, April 17th, Sunday, April 18th, at the Castine Center in Mandeville.
This is Jeff Cruer with my commentary of the day. Well, Major League Baseball has really stepped in it. They've criticized the state of Georgia for passing a voter integrity law. They claim it doesn't represent their values. So they've pulled the All-Star game from Atlanta, Georgia, a city with a 51% African-American majority, and given it to Denver, Colorado, a city with a 9% African-American population. They've moved it from Georgia, with 17 days of early voting, to Colorado, that has fewer days of early voting and also has voter ID, which is what is called for in the Georgia law. The hypocrisy is stunning. They made their move right after announcing a deal with Communist China, a country that has no rights, no free elections, no democratic values, total repression of their people. I guess Major League Baseball prefers communism to conservatism.
More info on this and the other hot topics of the day, check out ringsidepolitics.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Nothing to do to save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say, but what a day, how's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Ringside Politics with a Punch, and your host, Jeff Cruer. Jeff has 18 years of broadcast experience under his conservative belt. He's the host of Ringside Politics with a Punch, writes for townhall.com, and has a new book, America's Last Chance. Jeff even has his own YouTube channel. But even with all that going on, he hasn't forgotten you, the listeners, the ones who opine weekdays right here on WGSO. Call Jeff Cruer now at 556-9696.
And good morning, America. Jeff Cruer here. Happy hump day to you. It's another edition of the Ringside Politics program. Hello to our friends joining us on Real America's Voice. That's Pluto TV channel 240, Dish Network channel 219, the Roku channel, all the platforms associated with America's Voice app, americasvoice.news, and our friends on WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com, and on the mobile devices with the TuneIn Radio, Simple Radio apps. Good to have all of you with us. A few minutes, we'll be taking your phone calls. You can join us at 504-556-9696. We'd love to get your thoughts, ideas, comments, suggestions about the issues of the day. You can also email yours truly at jeff@wgso.com. Got some great clips we prepared for you. A little bit later on, the former governor of Wisconsin is going to check in with us, Scott Walker. So we look forward to having him on the program. So we got a lot to do here. We're going to kick off, though, with a program that we're real excited about. It's called Keep the Republic. And this project started around Thanksgiving, harkens back to the days after the Constitutional Convention when Dr. Benjamin Franklin was asked, Dr. Franklin, what kind of government have you given us? His reply, Madam, a republic if you can keep it. Now, it takes real tangible action to keep a republic. Adopting the warrior ethos, placing the mission first, never accepting defeat, never quitting. We're organizing groups across the country based on the days of the week. We got Monday morning prayers Monday. We got release of Kraken Tuesday. Today is Sheepdog Wednesday. We got Tech Triumph Thursday, and we got Fraud Busters Friday. Sheepdog Wednesday groups are warrior groups to defend peaceful protesters, groups that maintain physical readiness, practice crowd control techniques, firearm safety and maintenance, rifle, pistol, range days, teach use of force, rules, and laws, and keep the Republic sheepdog, keeps the wolves outside the gate. A detailed description of that organization is at my website, crewair.net. Check it out. Hey, two or more of your friends, family, neighbors, classmates, work colleagues can constitute a group. We can start small and grow big. And of course, send your photos and videos of your groups to me at jeff@wgso.com. We'll air them on the show, include a short description of your group, the action depicted. And if you want a copy of our slides, of our presentation, you can email me at jeff@wgso.com. Or check out the website, crewair.net. All right, a lot to get to, but we've got to do what we have fun doing each and every day in the program, showing our crazy mask photo of the day. Today was submitted by our friend Vicky, and I think this one is very appropriate. Is there a guy full of baloney more than this guy? My gosh, phony Fauci is full of it. So this is one of my favorites. The other one is Fauci with like 35 masks. So anyway, I think this guy is a health hazard. I really do. All right, let's discuss some of these issues we're following this morning. And the head of Black Lives Matter in New York now calling for an investigation into the co-founders' $1 million home purchases. So now at least some in the Black Lives Matter movement are having trouble with the extravagant purchases of the founder or the co-founder of the movement. And this is Patrice Khan Cullors, who spent $3.2 million on homes in predominantly white neighborhoods. Oh my gosh. So why wouldn't the Black Lives Matter founder live in black neighborhoods? That's interesting. 504-556-9696. And how much of the money is going to her and her colleagues as opposed to going to whatever aims and goals there are in the organization? So we'll see. Hey, Lindsey Graham's not happy, but I'm happy. And for once, I'm giving President Biden a thumbs up, because I've been calling for years the return of our troops from Afghanistan. He's going to do it by 9/11, the 20th anniversary of that dreadful day. And we should have brought our troops home years ago. They're now going to be coming home this year. And I think that is the right move. So listen, if there's an occasion when he does something that I think is the right thing to do, I will commend it. And I think that is the right thing to do. We do need to bring our troops home. President Trump ran on that policy. That's President Trump's policy. So Graham is upset because President Biden is adopting a President Trump policy. So kudos that we're now going to be bringing our troops home. I think a better place to put the troops is on the border. Biden's not going to do that because he believes in open borders. But certainly now is the time to bring them home from Afghanistan. If you agree or disagree, certainly invite your call, 504-556-9696, to join us. Then, of course, we've got the latest video from Project Veritas and James O'Keefe, a CNN producer admitting that they were propping up Biden, going after Trump, everything that we knew, but they said it on video, which is amazing. Black Lives Matter take over a Dallas restaurant last night, yelling, "We burn blank down, we burn blank down." Boy, it must have been a nice, lovely meal for those folks there. More violence last night in Portland, more violence last night in Minneapolis, as the country is still on edge with these various situations occurring. Senator Rand Paul saying yesterday that if the American people are going to buy into this vaccine, we can't be lied to. He said, quote, "We're not stupid. The more you lie to us, the more resistant we'll be. If you tell me that an 18-year-old absolutely has to take the vaccine the same as an 85-year-old, quote, I know you're lying to me." And that's what we're getting a lot of from phony Fauci. Creepy sleepy Uncle Joe Beijing Biden going to be addressing Congress on April the 28th. So that's coming up. Nancy Pelosi has sent him an invitation. So, boy, can't wait for that stirring address. So that'll be coming up in a few weeks. 504-556-9696. We're now hearing that Border Patrol is being taken off the U.S. Border. And that is according to a report. They'll deploy to the Mexico-Guatemala boundary to respond to a large migrant caravans organizing in Central America. Border Patrol will deploy 300 agents to assist in this endeavor and will likely play a role in gathering intelligence and working in advisory roles. Let's hope this can be productive in stemming the flow that has been coming our way. And certainly this is the biggest crisis that our country faces. Although we're hearing from Project Veritas and CNN that the next big hysteria that they're going to push is going to be the climate. So it's going to be called a climate emergency. Not a climate crisis, a climate emergency. So get ready for that as, you know, the lies are never ending from the media. Michigan now facing a surge of coronavirus, and filmmaker Michael Moore says the governor should shut down the state once again. These liberals want permanent shutdown. They want permanent lockdown, permanent erosion of our freedoms. You know, it used to be that liberals wanted freedom. Wanted free speech, wanted people to exercise their rights. Now they're all just about government controlling us. That's all these liberals want to do. 504-556-9696. And also, of course, you've got big questions about, you know, what's going on across the country with these incidents and whether this is going to hurt police recruiting, and I think it will. I think, you know, we're going to face continuing troubles in our urban areas because one of the problems is this whole defunding police movement, lack of people wanting to go into this position because it is a thankless job. Love to get your thoughts. It's Ringside Politics right here in the airwaves. Jeff Currier with you on Real America's Voice and WGSO. Quick time out. We'll take care of some business. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Currier. We all know a clean home is a beautiful home, but mold, mildew, algae, oxidation, dirt can ruin your curb appeal and devalue your investment. Who can you trust to provide a safe and effective process that uses appropriate detergents and soft water pressure that are designed to rid surfaces of these unwanted elements? The team at Cutting Edge Pressure Washing. They use the soft wash method, which is proven safe, gentle, and non-abrasive. It is a superior cleaning alternative to the harmful effects of standard power washing. This process uses biodegradable solutions to safely clean exterior surfaces. Do you need help with your vinyl, stucco, hardy board, wood, or brick surfaces? Cutting Edge Pressure Washing can help you. They can also clean driveways and patios, decks, and fences. Their commitment is backed by a 100% guarantee. So call them at 888-814-DIRT. That's 888-814-DIRT. Or check them out at 504pressurewash.com. Hey folks, it's Jeff Currier. When I'm hungry late at night, there's only one place that I go, TikTok Cafe. This 24-hour diner is the perfect casual place to chow down. It's tucked away at the corner of Causeway Boulevard and South I-10 Service Road in the heart of Metairie. This funky little cafe has been a neighborhood favorite since 1999. There's daily lunch specials and delicious dinner entrees, such as hearty burgers, Cajun seasoned pork chops, sirloin steaks, and the always popular country fried steak. But I love TikTok Cafe because it has breakfast 24 hours a day. From pancakes to corned beef hash, the breakfast menu is loaded with all your favorite items. Whether you're a sweet or savory breakfast eater, TikTok Cafe has something for you. For more information, check out their Facebook page at TikTok Cafe Metairie. You can always dine in or call for delivery at 834-6272. That's 834-6272. TikTok Cafe, always ready to serve you.
The Edwards Mortgage Group, the Maison Collective, NOLA Title Group, and ARC Insurance Consultants are the ones to call on for all of your home needs. Whether it's mortgages, closing, sales, or insurance, they take care of your home needs, and now they've come together to help take care of the needs of our beloved New Orleans music community by partnering with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. You can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.funkyuncle.live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge April 16th, it's E.T. and the Jackson Square All-Stars. For more information on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to funkyuncle.live.
Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're not mind readers, but we can sure answer the phone. Call us now on 556-9696. Ringside Politics and Jeff Cruer. Call us now.
Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Cruer with you. And let's share with you some of these great clips that we've put together for you this morning. And I want to start with you know, this whole issue of infrastructure, what is it? Well, Senator Gillibrand defended her definition of infrastructure, which is basically everything. Let's check out clip number one.
Senator, while I have you here, too, it's a good opportunity to update on where infrastructure is going. You took a little heat not too long ago when you talked about child care, caregiving, paid leave are, in fact, infrastructure. Other Republicans added memes to criticize that everything by your definition would be infrastructure. Do you ever regret saying that?
No, not at all. But let me explain to your viewers. So we know that if you have a company that wants to ship goods, things like rail lines and roads are infrastructure. But if you don't have childcare, if you don't have the ability to look after kids when they should be in school but aren't because they're home because of COVID, you don't have the infrastructure you need around you to get to work. So the care economy is what we could call soft infrastructure.
Soft infrastructure, right. Oh, yeah, sure, soft infrastructure. Jen Psaki saying that the infrastructure package should be paid for by taxpayers. Yeah, they should foot the bill for it. Let's check out clip number two.
Quick question about yesterday's infrastructure meeting. There were some rumblings on the Hill that one of the things that was mentioned in the discussion was an increase in the gasoline tax. Can you explain the context and what was actually discussed?
Sure. I think that was a little bit of a garble, unintentional. But in yesterday's meeting with members of Congress, the president mentioned the gas tax only to make a point that even a significant increase in the gas tax, which some people have proposed, would pay for only a fraction of the investment the country needs. Now, fundamentally, he does not believe that paying for this historic investment in rebuilding our nation's infrastructure and creating millions of jobs should be on the backs of Americans. So he doesn't believe that anyway. He's proposed his own means of paying for it, but he was using it as an example of how it wouldn't even make a sizable dent in paying for the packet.
So basically, even if taxes were increased, it wouldn't even make a dent in it because they're spending so much. And of course, they're spending it on soft infrastructure, which is not infrastructure. Jen Psaki also talking about a plan to reach conservatives. Get those conservatives on board with this vaccine. Let's advertise on NASCAR. Let's check out clip number six.
We're also investing $3 billion to states and community-based organizations to strengthen vaccine confidence in the highest risk and hardest hit communities. And often people think of that as just black and brown communities, and that is not. As you've noted, that is also conservative communities, white evangelicals. It's a range of communities around the country. What we've found to be most effective is to work with these local organizations. So faith-based organizations, community health organizations, civic leaders, and others who can really get this message deeply in communities. We've also had a number of our members of our COVID team, from Dr. Fauci and Dr. Collins, participate, as an example, participate in a range of media interviews. You know, an example is Dr. Collins participated in the 700 Club. Dr. Nunez-Smith hosted a faith leaders roundtable. We're also looking for, we've run PSAs on the deadliest catch. We're engaged with NASCAR and Country Music TV. We're looking for a range of creative ways to get directly connected to white conservative communities. We won't always be the best messengers, but we're still trying to meet people where they are, but also empower local organizations.
You think you might not be the best messengers? I would say that's probably the understatement of the century. Maybe one of the problems is we don't buy what Dr. Phony Fauci is saying. Here's he's giving some medical advice. Let's check out clip number three.
And what's your medical advice for people who have recently received the J&J vaccine and may be concerned about blood clots?
Well, I mean, if someone recently, within days, I would tell them to just, first of all, don't get an anxiety reaction, because remember, it's less than one in a million. However, having said that, pay attention. Do you have symptoms? Headache? Do you have shortness of breath? Chest discomfort? Do you have anything that resembles a neurological syndrome? And obviously, if you have something as serious as a seizure, I mean, that's pretty clear. But the manifestations of this are that headache is the very common component of it, because the sinus thrombosis that they have is the draining of the blood in the brain, and it will cause enough symptomatology to make you notice it. Just tell people to just watch out for not feeling very well.
Boy, you know what gives me a headache and makes me not feel well is listening to Dr. Phony Fauci. Boy, he should have been fired from day one. He should have never been given this position. Boy, we'd be better off if he weren't involved. So now we got a host of other problems thanks to Beijing Biden. One of them is inflation. Florida Senator Rick Scott pointed that out. Let's check out clip number four.
This morning, the Consumer Price Index came out, annualized, it's just for the last 12 months, it's 2.6%, but if you actually take January, February, and March, it's much higher than that. If you look at last Friday, the Producer Price Index came out. If you annualize the first quarter of this year, it's over 10%. So what we're starting to see is a significant risk of inflation in this country. The Democrats and the Federal Reserve need to wake up and start looking at this and how they're going to deal with this, because this impacts the poorest families. I grew up in a family, I watched my mom struggle to put food on the table. So when you see inflation, when you see food prices up 3.6% in 1 year, when you see gas prices up 23% in 1 year, the poorest families get hurt the most with that. And so I think it's important that the Federal Reserve and the Biden administration start thinking about how they're going to stop this increase in inflation.
Good luck with that. You know, a big component, oil prices skyrocketing because of Beijing Biden's antipathy toward the oil industry. Of course, he's captive of this climate change hysteria and this climate emergency mentality. Of course, he's not dealing with the major problems we're facing, including what's going on at the border. It's so bad down in Mexico that villages are now arming children against these cartels, which are making billions of dollars on this whole situation. Let's check out clip number five.
A Mexican community in Guerrero State is arming their children against drug cartels. Too afraid to step out of their enclave of 16 mountain villages in the violence-plagued area, residents say they have been left with little choice. Corn farmers in the rugged region formed a self-defense community police militia to protect themselves 5 years ago and recruited children as young as six. Videos of kids toting military-style guns emerged last year, making global headlines. Residents remain deeply suspicious of regional authorities and local policemen, who they accuse of being the eyes and ears of the cartels.
Yeah, you know, it's bad when you can't trust your police, can't trust your local government, and many people are very critical of the Mexican government. And then, of course, you've got Project Veritas, another bombshell, now exposing CNN once again for their utter bias and their anti-Trump, pro-Biden reporting. Let's check out part of this latest expose. Let's go to clip number 7.
I think we got him through this term. We would always show shots of him jogging, him in aviator shades, and like you paint him as a young geriatric.
We were creating a story there that we didn't know anything about. You know, we were, so that's I think that's probably it.
Look what we did. We got Trump out. I am 100% going to say it. And I 100% believe it, that if it wasn't for CNN, I don't know that Trump would have got voted out.
So basically, he admitted if it wasn't for CNN, Trump wouldn't have been voted out. Biden wouldn't have won. Certainly, they didn't play the entire role, but they certainly played a role. And their bias infected other media outlets. And it was, you know, a narrative that, everything's fine with Biden. Don't worry about his health. He's fine. It's Trump you got to be concerned about. And of course, compared to Biden, Trump is a picture of health. And we still don't see reporting about Biden's health, even now. All right, a lot more to get to. Your phone calls next. Keep it right here on Ringside Politics. We'll be back.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. Louisiana has told COVID vaccine providers not to administer the Johnson & Johnson vaccine after 6 women across the country between the ages of 18 and 48 started developing blood clots 6 to 13 days after they were vaccinated. State Health Officer Dr. Joe Cantor says so far of the 85,000 doses of the J&J vaccine administered in Louisiana, no adverse reactions have been reported, and of the overall number of all vaccines administered in the state, J&J accounts for just 3.7%.
So numerically, it's a very small percentage of it. And we were even going to get less Johnson & Johnson next week because of the supply issue.
Cantor and other health officials continue to urge adults 16 and up to get the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. The Coast Guard reports they have rescued 6 of the 18 that were on a 175-foot commercial lift boat that capsized last night as a result of stormy weather 8 miles south of Port Fouchon. Several vessels are involved in the search. LRN.
Take 30 seconds to save thousands. Go to lacontractor.org and take 30 seconds to make sure the person or company who wants to work on your home or business is licensed by the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. Always ask for references and protect yourself by choosing one of the many great licensed contractors in your area. Go to lacontractor.org or get our free mobile app, LA Contractor, in your app store. And take 30 seconds to save thousands.
There are new forms of the coronavirus, just what we needed, right?
Yeah. So we wondered, are we doing enough to protect ourselves and our son?
Turns out we are, because things like well-fitted masks, 6 feet of space, avoiding crowds.
All of that still works. And getting vaccinated, you know, when it's our turn.
COVID may not be letting up.
But neither are we.
We can do this. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website, monumentaltask.org. Give NOLA Day is approaching. It's a great opportunity to have your donation matched.
WGSO will be holding an online auction to benefit our 75 for 75 campaign beginning on April 15th and running through May 2nd. There will be tons of great items to bid on, including Saints and LSU memorabilia, trips, and much more. The auction will culminate with a two-day radio-a-thon during the weekend of May 1st and 2nd. For more information on the auction and how you can get involved, go to WGSO.com.
remember in the old days when something was really difficult, they would say, well, it's going to take an act of Congress to fix that. Well, Bob, you were right. The times, they are a-changing. Today, an act of Congress means it's never going to get done. But your chance to opine is here right now with Jeff Pruehr and Ringside Politics with a Punch. He's winning ringside now at 556-9696.
Hey, we're back, and a lot to get to here in this segment, so let's roll on into some phone calls at 504-556-9696. We welcome our friend Matthew in Metairie. Good morning, sir. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning. So all of the quiet parts are getting said out loud now, and there was one from last week that I don't know if you picked up on, but it was Liz Cheney spouting off that the Republican Party is becoming the party of the working people. And your problem with that is?
I know, Matthew. My problem is with Liz Cheney and the Cheney faction of the Republican Party and the damage they did to the party and the country. That's my problem.
I don't know that there is necessarily a Cheney faction per se, because what little I do know of Dick Cheney is if he had heard his daughter saying that, I think he would have probably smacked her. But I don't know this for a fact.
Well, you know, I think she's a chip off the old block in that she never met a war she didn't like. The dad was like that. You know, he was part of what George W. Bush did, getting us into these wars. You know, now we're finally getting out 20 years later. Just imagine the trillions of dollars we spent. And you can thank Bush Cheney for that. And, of course, Obama kept going with it. The one guy who tried to, you know, end it was Donald Trump, and he faced massive resistance. But I think because of Donald Trump, you know, we're now ending it. And that's a great thing. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you. 504-556-9696 to join us. Let's go up to the Live Free or Die state, the Granite State of New Hampshire. Our buddy Dan is with us. How you doing, Mr. Dan?
Hi, good morning, Jeff. Yeah, to every American out there, please don't ever believe anything Joe Biden says. Okay, he's not the president. It's Barack Obama. That's first thing. Second thing I'd like to say here, is basically whenever you do anything such as infrastructure, you do it in a way you call it future projections, which means you have to basically, in order to do an infrastructure program, you have to start from the ground and work your way up. You have to repair all the water lines. You have to repair any sewer or drain problems, your gas lines, your electric, and so forth. You work your way up. Then you put your pretty roads down and your bridges. These people are going to do things completely backwards. You can tell they're not even going to spend the money for it. I mean, to do anything that would make sense, you'd have to spend at least $2 trillion minimum just to get a, you know, to get it going. And if they were to do that, they'd probably get 5 million people, you know, to get online. And I would definitely start with the water lines, with all the iron and stuff, you know, to be healthy and everything. But it just shows you that they don't know what they're talking about. They don't have any idea. And they're just basically, this money's going to be used for some sort of a spending spree for these people. You know,
well, but Dan, that's all they do. It's a spending spree. That's what the COVID relief bill was, a spending spree.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, we really do need this type of stuff done. And they're just going to blow this money. And our kids'
right.
futures, you know, now would be the time to do some sort of real infrastructure, you know.
And you know the sad thing about it, Dan, is that we've been doing infrastructure in the Middle East. You know, we've been doing it in Iraq and Afghanistan and not here. And that's the tragedy of it over the past 20 years. I mean, imagine all the money we spent there that we could have spent here on roads and bridges and tunnels and water projects, street projects. I mean, it's a crying shame. And yeah, what they're doing now is a spending spree. You're right. It's not going to be true infrastructure. I mean, there's only a small portion of it going to infrastructure. And that's right. We can't believe anything Biden says. All right, my friend, appreciate you. Let's go to the Hoosier State and welcome Bill, who's with us. How you doing, Mr. Bill?
Doing pretty good this morning. We got a name for Kamala Harris in Indiana. We call her Camel Harris. And when she was born, the doctor picked her up by the feet and beat her in the face because he didn't know which end to spank. Anyway.
Well, let me say this. My real problem with her is her policies and her lack of honesty. And the fact that she got to this position, Bill, with no record of accomplishment. You know how she got her start in politics. And she's just been getting promoted ever since. And based on nothing. No credentials. I mean, it's just amazing to me. Well, listen, you know, in Indiana, I think you guys fortunately have some better leadership there. I wish the whole country had some of the good people in charge in Indiana, and we'd be better off. But we don't, unfortunately. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you, Mr. Bill. Let's go to the Buckeye State. Welcome, Jack. How you doing, Jack? Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, you know, there's a story out that the Defense Department has now come out with this subdermal injection that you can use to track whether or not you've got COVID and check other health issues. You got that tied with the idea of having a COVID passport. And my question is, with all the problems that are going on with the commingling of two different producers, COVID vaccines, the blood clots in Georgia and other areas, what are they really injecting in those vaccines? Those mRNA vaccines? I mean, and what is the purpose? Because if they're going to start saying, well, you know, we got you to buy into the, you need to wear a face mask. So now we're going to get you to buy into the fact that you're going to need a vaccine. Now you're going to need to have this subdermal tracking. They've had subdermal microchips in the Netherlands for ID purposes since 2018. We are really going down a dangerous road towards 1984, except now it's 2024.
I completely agree with everything you just said, and I thank you for sharing your concerns. We all need to be on alert as to what's going on. I think we're in an Orwellian nightmare right now. And it is a concern. The whole thing is a concern. The whole thing makes me sick. The fact that people are going along with this and just buying into it is really disgusting. They're just following along like sheeple. They're just believing all the lies and just in the fear is getting to them. It's just so sad. Really is. 504-556-9696. Steve is with us from the great state of Washington. How you doing, Mr. Steve? Welcome. Good morning. All right, we might have lost Steve. Let's go to the Badger State and welcome Rebecca, who's with us. Rebecca, how are you?
Hi.
Good morning.
I'm all right. How are you?
Good.
So I just turned my TV on, and I'm actually pretty sad hearing all the stuff that you guys are talking about. Kind of rude to be talking about our vice president's face. I don't understand. This is what's wrong with America, and this is what's happening. It's sad to see. We shouldn't have done it with Trump. No one should be doing it right now. That's not bringing our country together. It's falling apart because of people like this.
Well, we're going to be bringing on, and you're calling in from Wisconsin, so I appreciate the call. And listen, I want to just say we need to focus on, as opposed to people's looks, what their policies are, what they stand for, what they're talking about is their positions. My problem with her is her record. My problem with her is what she's done in office. And I don't think it's worthy of support because I don't think she's got a track record of success. That's where my problem with her is. As far as the border, she's supposed to be the point person on the border. She's done nothing. She's supposed to be someone who's taking care of this major crisis that we're facing, and we haven't seen any action from her. No press conferences, nothing. She travels to Chicago and California and all over, but she won't go to the border. So that's what my problem with her is. And we'll see if she'll become president, because if Biden steps down, then she's going to be the president. We're going to have to face, you know, her ideology head on. I suspect she's out of step with the majority of Americans. I think she's far left. If you support that, fine. I don't. Thank you for your call, 504-556-9696. Let's go to the Tar Heel State. Welcome. We got, do we have Robert with us in North Carolina?
Yes, you do, Jeff. Enjoy your show.
Hey, Robert.
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine this morning. Hope you are. My question is, and I have friends in all races of life, why do we not see homeless immigrants coming in, yet we see so much homeless on all races here in America?
That's a great question. You know, consider what they've sacrificed for our country, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Consider what they've given to us. The least we can do is give back to them, right?
You don't see homeless immigrants on the street.
Right. You know, many folks, when they come back, are in need of mental health care. They're psychologically scarred from what happened to them in war. And just think of all the physical and mental issues over the past 20 years of war that we've been involved in since 9/11. So, I mean, my heart goes out to the veterans. I think our veterans are our best and brightest, our heroes. And I agree with you. We need to give them the utmost in care. I do think we had better care at the VA for the veterans under Donald Trump than we did in previous presidential administrations. So I think that is a good thing, but we need to do a lot more. And you are so right. All right, let's go to the Sunshine State and welcome Louie, who is with us. Hey, Louie, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Louie, how are you? We got about a minute. What's on your mind?
Yeah, my question is just if we could house and pay $4.95 for these Mexicans that are coming in, why can't we house our own homeless people for that same price instead of
seeing
them in the street?
Well, I mean, that's a theme we've been hearing a lot. I mean, if we're taking care of people that are breaking our laws, that are coming here, why aren't we taking care of people like our veterans who have given so much? Why aren't we taking care of our American citizens that have maybe mental health issues or have economic hardship? I think that is a very good question, and I think that's something that we need to address. It seems like many people want to give illegal immigrants better treatment than Americans, and I think we've got to do a much better job taking care of the people here in this country in need, especially those who are homeless. We have a lot of them here in New Orleans. Major cities are facing a crisis. And it's going to get worse because COVID has caused a lot of economic hardship throughout the country. Thank you for your call, my friend. When we come back, someone who did a great job for his state, now he's got a position in an organization that I've been involved with in the past. And very pleased to welcome former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker next, right here in the Ringside Politics program on, of course, Real America's Voice and WGSO. We'll be back.
Why come to a Home Defense Foundation meeting? Well, they're enjoyable. You'll meet taxpayers and homeowners who think like you, so there's great camaraderie. You'll make new friends. And you'll also hear speakers like D.A. Canizero and Sheriff Lapinto. Go to hdfnola.org for details. hdfnola.org. And by the way, all of our events are free. We never ask for money, but we do go to Baton Rouge to fight for your rights, and our record in the legislature is now 32-0. We've won 32 times and never lost. So come to a meeting and get involved. hdfnola.org. That's H-D-F-N-O-L-A. www.fnola.org.
We must not be silent in the face of the ongoing apostasy in the world. We must keep the truth alive and let those in authority know that the faithful are looking to them to do what is right, to listen to Our Lady of Fatima and to do what she asks. Please add your name to the millions who are crying out to our leaders to do the only thing that will bring us peace and save countless souls. Obey Our Lady now. Visit Fatima.org.
It's Jeff Cruaire. After 21 years on the air and 21,000 interesting guests, I'm still fired up every day to host the Ringside Politics program. I take on all sides, take on the mainstream news media, the deep state, those who want to destroy our country. If you support this fight, I'd love for you to come on board as a sponsor of our show. You can reach our great audience and help sustain a program that will never be part of the liberal media. To participate, contact me at jeff@wgso.com. Thanks for your support. Jeff Cruaire here, and I want to tell you about a product I endorse, the Easy Home Defender firearm. I tried it at the range, and I got 50 out of 50 hits. Didn't miss once. That's how easy it is to use. So if you want to defend your home, take a look at the EasyHomeDefender.com website. And if you order one online, use my discount code JC10. JC for Jeff Cruaire, and 10 for $10 off. That's Easy HomeDefender.com and use my discount code to save $10. JC10. I'm telling you, folks, this is an easy way to master a home defensive firearm, the Easy Home Defender. So go to EasyHomeDefender.com and use my discount code JC10. That's EasyHomeDefender.com, discount code JC10.
Ringside Politics with a Punch. We won't tap your phone lines, but we will tap into your thoughts. Call Jeff Cruaire now at 556-9696.
Okay, very pleased now to bring on a gentleman that's done a lot for his state and our country. He's a former governor of the great state of Wisconsin. He's now president of Young America's Foundation. And as a little note, I used to be on the board of Young Americans for Freedom many years ago. And Governor Walker, how you doing? Good morning.
Hey, outstanding. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. You know, Governor, we saw a big change over the years in how kids are dealt with on college campuses from when I went to college versus how my kids had to, what they had to deal with in going to college. The leftist push on these college campuses are just out of control. And I'm glad to see Young America's Foundation out there trying to reach out to young people, make an impact, and maybe do something to present the other side to our young people.
Well, as you know, YAF in its various forms has been around all the way back since William F. Buckley in the 1960s. And of course, Ronald Reagan's one of the earliest leaders. And so I was thrilled to be asked to be the leader of this organization, just started in February. But part of what I looked at was what you're talking about and continue to talk about, and that is that in many ways, America's under siege not only on our college campuses, but we see it in our schools starting in the earliest of grades. We see it in our culture. We see it even in our communications with the censorship from big tech. And this is something that didn't happen overnight. The left has been at this for decades. Goes all the way back to Saul Alinsky in the 1960s, and we've got to step up and not just be engaged in the battles of the day, but really look ahead with a long game plan to win the war for the heart and soul of our republic, and that's what our long game's all about.
So, and that's a great focus, and you're right. It didn't happen overnight, and we're not going to change it overnight. So the brand new plan of Young America's Foundation is the long game. And it's a 12-point action plan to fight back against this intolerant left. And please, if you could, Governor, share with us a little bit about this plan.
Yeah, and if people want, if your listeners want, I'll send you today an absolutely free copy of the 12-point plan, the long game. It's yaf.org/longgame, yaf.org/longgame. And it's a series of things. For example, today, YAF is involved with over 2,000 campuses where we support conservative students across the country. But that's not enough. There's more than 4,000 campuses. One of our action items is to get a presence on every campus in every part of this country. Another good example is we provide help for free speech when students come to us. We had a big win recently against the University of California, Berkeley, where they tried to block the students there, bringing in one of our speakers. In that case, it was Ben Shapiro, and they put all these barriers up. We took them to court. Of course, the First Amendment is on our side. Free speech is guaranteed, although it should be revered on our college campuses, and yet
right.
It's where it's most at risk. So that's where we're not only defending those cases, along with Alliance Defending Freedom, our partner, that come to us now in the long game, we're going to aggressively go out and seek out situations.
Good.
Where not just speakers, but groups are trying to organize and the administration or student government's blocking them.
You know, Governor, and we're visiting with Governor Scott Walker, Jeff Cruer here. It's Ringside Politics on Real America's Voice and WGSO. Back in the 60s and 70s, it seemed to me, and I was just a small kid, that the left embraced free speech. They wanted free speech. Now it seems like the left embraces groupthink, and you can't have free speech. The left seems to have turned against free speech. How did that happen?
Well, I think it is part of this whole strategy. You know, you saw the bias build. You saw the organization. When I was in, we're talking about the same time frame here. I went to college at the end of the very end of the Reagan administration, and yeah, our professors, without a doubt, were liberal, but you could still have a good dialogue with them. You could talk freely in class about your beliefs. In the 90s into the early 2000s, we saw political correctness come in and things start to change. And really, last few years, my kids are 25 and 26. They were just starting to see it in college. But in the last few years, it's just outright cancel culture.
Right.
And the premise with that is, again, it's all about power. It's all about power in the radical left. And so they're just trying to cancel out any discussion that in any way is reasonable and instead intimidate people. It's this whole mindset of anyone who isn't completely into their left-wing radical dogma is meant to, their focus is to make them feel like they're marginalized, they're minimized, that their ideas don't matter, that it's dangerous to bring them up. And what we find at our conferences, in our events, in our gatherings, that students will tell us, my goodness, I didn't know this. I thought I was alone. And now I can see there's plenty of other people who think like I do. That's true not only of our students. We hear that from parents. And
right.
Increasingly, we're hearing it from educators, from teachers and from professors, not just conservative ones, but just those who want to be objective, who just want to teach the truth, who feel completely intimidated.
Right.
And that's part of the long game as well.
You know, Governor, when I was in college around the same time frame, you know, I had liberal professors, but they believed in discussion, debate, objectivity. They believed in taking me on because I was a Reagan conservative and fighting out by debating, a good debate. Now it's so many of these educators are far left and really condemn any views that are not leftist views. How can we get these colleges and universities to have more diversity among their professors, among their educators, among their administrators, where we're not just seeing folks indoctrinated by this left-wing ideology?
Yeah, part of it is we've got to be engaged in every battle if we're going to win the war. And so for sure it's the free speech. For sure it's part of the network of supporting professors who are, again, not just conservative but just want to teach a fair approach. That's a part of a long-game plan. But I also think it means engaging elected officials. I know when I was governor, we did a significant push with our legislature and with our regents in the University of Wisconsin system to change the rules so that not only did they embrace free speech, but they actually put some teeth behind it, that if students, the old heckler's veto, where they tried to shut people down, that there'd be some teeth in enforcing that wouldn't happen. But I also think means part of it is pushing, as you're seeing in Texas and Florida now with two great governors there, pushing for, you know, surveying what are they teaching? What kind of, for all the talk about diversity, the only kind of diversity that's not relevant on college campuses is ideological diversity. You know, the most endangered species on a college campus is a conservative professor. And so we've got to push
right.
that at every level.
You know, Governor, it's also happening at elementary schools and high schools. And I hear it from friends that have kids in high school that, you know, their kids go in as conservatives and they come out as liberals after being indoctrinated at that level.
It starts incredibly early. Our program for years, college focused, now going into high school. Our long game plan talks about going into junior high and middle school, and where necessary, giving the parents of elementary school students materials, because in many of these school districts across America, even at those early ages, they're teaching kids radical indoctrination. They're teaching them to hate America. They're teaching them to pit one group of or one race against another. I mean, the irony when you think about BLM, the organization, or you think of critical race theory and some of these other things they're pushing, these are the things that this country was going through in the 1950s and before. And going into the 60s, things changed dramatically. And now we see story after story, even on campuses of where there's separate training for black students versus white students. There's separate dormitories. These are all the irony of ironies is for all this talk about race, they're pushing some of the very same things that white supremacists would have pushed in the past and somehow not getting what a contradiction is. Our message has got to be clear to young people. We're not pitting one group of people versus another. As conservatives, we love America, and we love the opportunity not only for our family, but for your family and everyone else's family to be able to enjoy the freedoms and opportunities and liberties
I want to commend you and the organization for what you're doing and love to have you back on as we continue to make this a real focus. I don't know if there's anything more important that we can do. So thank you, Governor. Appreciate it. Thanks to all of our great viewers on Real America's Voice. We'll be back with you tomorrow. More coming your way on the radio on Ringside.
Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Join us every Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO, 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Minnesota police made more than 60 arrests for rioting and other offenses during protests for Dante Wright on Tuesday night in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Dante had a warrant and was shot and killed by police as he struggled with officers during an arrest. It should be noted court records show the arrest warrant was for first-degree aggravated robbery with a gun in a December 2019 event. President Biden will withdraw all remaining U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attack that prompted America's involvement in our longest war. Officials believe the threat to the United States emanating from Afghanistan is at a level that can be addressed without a persistent military footprint in country. A San Diego Zoo employee was hospitalized Monday afternoon after being bitten by a venomous snake in a non-public area of the zoo. The snake is an African bush viper, and the venom typically kills within days. The condition of the zookeeper is unknown at this time. USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Chase. 3 in 4 people have concerns about creating a budget that's flexible and realistic, according to a study conducted by Chase. And 89% of respondents expressed concerns about preparing for unexpected costs. It's Financial Literacy Month, an opportunity for people to take a closer look at their money and make the necessary adjustments to improve their financial health, like budgeting, saving, and tracking credit scores. To get started, Chase has launched a new website with information and tools designed to help. Melissa Hotzoglou, a leader for financial health at Chase.
Financial health is a journey, and we are dedicated to helping our customers think and plan for their financial future. This new website features tips and tools for how to budget, grow savings, build credit, or connect with bankers who can offer guidance for whatever stage they are in.
For resources, tools, and information, visit chase.com/personal/financial-goals.
Now that Major League Baseball wants into the political business wants into baseball's business. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Some U.S. senators are hitting back at Major League Baseball over their decision to move their All-Star game out of Atlanta. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz saying he wants to end the league's immunity from antitrust laws. Cruz also doubling down on his support of Georgia's new voting law, saying the league isn't concerned about voter fraud.
Major League Baseball and China, where free elections do not exist, just signed a 3-year deal. A pause in the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine is dealing a delay to the United States vaccine efforts that have largely been speeding right along. The rushed announcement from federal health officials on Tuesday morning was prompted by extremely rare cases of blood clots in people receiving the vaccine, the one in a million type of rare. Federal officials will discuss the Johnson & Johnson vaccine findings today. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA.
There's something very rare about State Representative candidate Eddie Connick. He doesn't just state problems that challenge us. He offers strategies to overcome them. To cut spending, Eddie promises to write the bill to create a streamlining task force that will rid the state of wasteful programs. To cut taxes, Eddie proposes reducing the state income tax. Skilled in business, finance, and medicine, Eddie proved his ability to not just make decisions, but to implement them as well. That makes him the perfect choice to convert ideas into laws that will build a better Louisiana. It's why the Alliance for Good Government, Jefferson Chamber, crime fighters, and every major organization endorsed Eddie Connick for state representative. Eddie Connick is indeed rare and ready to dedicate himself full time to solving problems. And if his past is indicative of his future, there is every reason to believe he can.
Paid for by the Eddie Connick campaign.
Flash flood watch continues in effect for southeast Louisiana. Another round of showers and thunderstorms are coming back for the morning into the afternoon again today. That will have the potential to produce some local street flood issues. Bit on the cooler side will stay with highs of 70s, with rounds of activity coming in for the morning and part of the afternoon. Some improving later on in the afternoon today and again tonight. Overnight lows drop to lows of 60s. Tomorrow we're back into the 70s with yet another round of showers and thunderstorms returning. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show, with over 250 tables, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, April 17th, 9 to 5. Sunday, April 18th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, April 17th, Sunday, April 18th, at the Castine Center, Mandeville.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Nothing to do to save his life, call his wife and... Nothing to say, but what a day. How's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Ringside Politics with a Punch, and your host, Jeff Cruer. Jeff has 18 years of broadcast experience under his conservative belt. He's the host of Ringside Politics with a Punch, writes for townhall.com, and has a new book, America's Last Chance. Jeff even has his own YouTube channel. But even with all that going on, he hasn't forgotten you, the listeners, the ones who opine weekdays right here on WGSO. Call Jeff Cruer now at 556-9696.
All right, great first hour discussion, and so much to do here in hour number two. We'll kick off with your calls. Hey, want to hear from you at 504-556-9696. Other topics we'll throw on the table. Rand Paul saying to medical overlords, stop lying to us. Mike Lindell saying Costco has stopped selling my pillow products. Maybe we should stop buying at Costco. Ben and Jerry's woke cream calls for complete dismantling of police over the Dante Wright killing. And a lot of these radicals are saying we need to end policing. So no police, or that's so basically it's anarchy. Total anarchy. 504-556-9696. It's Ringside right here on the airwaves on WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com. One more issue, and then we'll take some calls. right here. Any topic you want to address, fair game. Candace Owens is slamming the founder of Black Lives Matter. Patrice Kahn Colors, wondering, hey, quote, apparently the black movement was Patrice moving herself, a black woman, into other areas of the communities of people that she claims are oppressing black Americans. Quote, why doesn't she want to live amongst black people? Why is she choosing to move herself into an all-white neighborhood? These are important questions. You know, New York Post reported that Kahn Colors is on a real estate buying binge, purchasing four homes worth $3 million plus. Latest was a $1.4 million mansion in a secluded area of L.A., where the black population there is less than 2%. Kahn Colors is a self-described Marxist, eyeing also an ultra-exclusive resort in the Bahamas, where Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake maintain homes. So, oh my gosh. So that's how they're down for the movement, getting beautiful mansions. Let's get some calls in. 504-556-9696. Novia is with us in Ohio, the Buckeye State. Hello, good morning, welcome.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I originally called about the whole issue with CNN. And
yes.
I got a really funny story.
Okay.
I haven't trusted mass media since I've been in junior high. And I'm 47 years old. And it
right.
all started with my dad.
Okay.
He was in the kitchen. We had a TV in the kitchen, and he was getting stuff ready for dinner. And I hear this yelling and banging, and I peek around the corner because I'm too scared to go in the kitchen. And he's screaming, "They're liars. You guys are a bunch of liars. You lie." Got it. And he's like screaming and yelling and carrying on. And my dad caught me looking around the corner, and he's like, "You want to know how you could tell when politicians and the mass media is lying? Their mouths are always moving." And I'm like, looked at him, and I was afraid to go in the kitchen. I'm like, this is a learning experience.
You know, I have
and
a very similar story about my dad was the same way. He would yell and scream watching Dan Rather on TV and yell about how biased they were and how they were lying. And that's what I grew up with, too.
Yep. And then it was like the same week, my grandfather, who fought in World War II, pulled mm-hmm. me aside and was talking to me about voting. And he's like, "I have to get you prepared for this." And I'm like, "Okay." And he was talking to me about the different parties and all of that. And, of course, I was, like, really young at the time, so I kind of, like, blew it off.
Right.
And then once I got into, like, high school, once I registered to vote, it's like the Democratic Party came out of the woodwork and, like, tried talking to me, trying to tell me all these things. And I'm like, that's not what my grandfather told me. They were, like, trying to tell me that Republicans are racist and all this crap. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, well, that's not what I'm really seeing. I really think the tables are turned here.
Well, it seems like you were lucky to have, you know, a grandfather and a dad who sort of steered you in the right direction.
The problem that I see with the younger generation is that these Democratic parties come out of the woodwork and they hit mm-hmm. our children up. And I think the parents need to start stepping up and the Republican yeah. Party to step up and say, wait a minute, this isn't true. We're not these gung-ho, religious, racist people.
Right.
You know, we're entitled to have individual thoughts and feelings about particular issues. We're willing to work with you, talk with you, come up with a compromise more than the Democratic Party. They need to start coming out because it's really hurting our society.
Well, let me say this. Great call. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, and I hope you call back. And I think you're right. I do think we need the Republicans to be more active. That's why we had on Scott Walker in the last segment. He's got a organization. He's involved with young people, and they're trying to counteract the liberal bias of the college campuses and the high schools, and I think they're going to be effective. I really do. They've got, I think, a big job in front of them, and there are other groups such as Turning Point that are doing that as well. So hopefully that'll make a difference. The Republican Party needs to step up, too, and parents need to be more involved in what's happening to their kids in these younger years when they're being indoctrinated, not educated. Bernice, thank you so much, Navia. Bernice is with us from the great state of West Virginia. Hey, Bernice, how are you? Good morning. Hi. Welcome.
Oh, good morning to you, and may God bless you.
Thank you.
Of course, you know we call West Virginia purgatory because it's almost heaven. Cute, right?
I love West Virginia. I've had the pleasure of being there a number of times. I'm just wondering, Bernice.
Yes.
This is a state that voted for Donald Trump. How does Joe Manchin keep winning there?
I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, our governor was first elected as a Democrat, then he switched to a Republican.
Right.
So I'm not sure. My advice to Manchin is, as long as the Democrats keep threatening him, he should threaten them back and just tell them, "Well, I might just change to be a Republican." They might leave him alone then.
You know, but I think the people of West Virginia would like that if he did that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But now I wanted to talk about the infrastructure because what I really don't understand, I don't know if most states do this, but in West Virginia, you know, we pay a tax plus the money they get from the turnpike goes into to manage and repair our roads and bridges, which is usually done through the Division of Highway. So why do we, I mean, we're already paying taxes to do this. Why do we have to pay taxes again? You know, because once he gets his infrastructure in, we're going to be paying for it.
Right.
And then I'd just like to thank him for confirming to the American people that big tech is insulating the Democrats' pockets, you know. Mm-hmm. Because if you, just like he talks about internet, well, that's to your cable providers. And up here in West Virginia, you know, our cable provider says, well, it's